Australia's most high-profile backbencher, Kevin Rudd, has urged his Labor colleagues not to put up the white flag, but instead devise a strategy for victory in September's election. The former Labor leader reiterated he would not challenge for the Labor leadership, but fell short of his March pledge that he'd not return to the Prime Ministership under any circumstances. The Parliament rose last night and will return in just over a week for the last sitting fortnight of this term. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley.
The Federal Labor Party is not a happy camp. As one Labor MP told AM, members of the government are not frustrated, they're depressed and conceding defeat. And here's what Kevin Rudd thinks.
We should not be hauling up the white flag.
On the ABC's 7:30, Mr Rudd demanded a strategy for victory rather than
constructing alibis for defeat.
When Kevin Rudd's interviewed, it gets people talking.
Last time I said in February of 2012 that I would not be challenging the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister won that caucus ballot by 2-1. It was a convincing and strong win. I've accepted the result.
That falls short of his March declaration that there are no circumstances under which he'd return to the leadership. But even some of his closest supporters say Julia Gillard stepping aside to make way for a Rudd return is highly unlikely. But as Mr Rudd himself notes,
a week is a very long time in politics. Well, let me tell you, 100 days is an eternity.
And he executed Labor's case against Tony Abbott in a clear and concise way on his pledge to turn back the boats.
That is an absolute lie. He knows that.
He says Mr Abbott's also lying about Australia having a debt and deficit crisis and about who he is.
Mr Abbott is now saying after 20 years in Parliament, 19 years as one of the most extreme right-wing conservative leaders or politicians that the Liberal Party has thrown up, in his 20th year, he's suddenly become a policy moderate. Well, you can wear, you know, pale blue ties to assuage people up to some point, but a leopard never changes its spots.
One Rudd supporter told AM nothing's happening in relation to leadership, adding, I wish it was. There are now just 99 days left until the election and two sitting weeks of this parliamentary term. One of the men who helped get Labor back in power almost 3 years ago is the independent Tony Windsor.
I think the correct choice was made. It hasn't been easier for the Prime Minister. Obviously. It hasn't been all that easy on us either.
You absolutely sort of stand by your decision way back when to go with Julia Gillard over Mr Abbott?
Tony Abbott's got a good chance of being the next Prime Minister. And if he is, good luck to him. I don't think he would have been a good Prime Minister in a hung Parliament. I think his character and his crash-through sort of non-negotiating style wouldn't have fitted. In some senses, I guess, and even he might admit this, that we might have done him a favour.
And expect to see more of Kevin Rudd today. He'll be campaigning in Geelong, where the focus will be on the ailing car industry. On the same day, the Prime Minister will host a motor industry summit in Melbourne.
Samantha Hawley reporting.